Why guilt wakes us up. Sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night with a feeling that makes no sense. It might be guilt, but it also might be sadness, frustration, fear, dread, or shame. For me, it was guilt this time. Nothing dramatic had happened that day. In fact, it had been a beautiful day filled with meaningful moments. Yet, there it was, scratching at my mind in the dark. You know the feeling. When something begins whispering, you should have done more. You should have known better. You should have. And before you know it, your mind has turned against you. Most of us do what I've done many times before. We push it away. We get up the next morning and move into our day hoping the feeling fades. And it usually does. Until the next quiet moment. Or the next night. Because guilt that isn't understood rarely disappears. It just waits. What if guilt isn't an accusation? What if it's simply a signal that something inside us wants attention? That something deserves to be looked at more closely? And perhaps guilt itself is not the enemy. Perhaps it is one of the quiet qualities of being human. Because guilt only visits the hearts of people who still care about how they show up in the world. It reminds us that we are connected to our choices, to our relationships, and to the kind of person we want to be. The power of writing it out. For me, the only way through these moments is to write. Not a story, not a performance, just the facts. What happened? What did I know at the time? What didn't I know? What story am I telling myself about it now? And this part matters. It's not about handling yourself with kid gloves, but it's also not about being abusive. It's about honesty. Clean, clear, unembellished truth. When I wrote Holy Sober, I didn't sugarcoat my choices or behavior. I also didn't turn it into a spectacle. I wrote about what I had lived, what I had witnessed growing up, how the very things I tried to avoid found me anyway, just in a different form. It didn't look the same, but it led to the same place. Pain, harm, and loss. And still, I didn't write from shame. I wrote for clarity, because I had lived it. I had suffered for it, and it was time to heal. When we begin writing honestly, something interesting happens. We start seeing the spaces where information was missing, where assumptions filled in the blanks, where life simply interrupted what we thought would be a straight path. Sometimes we discover we are being far harder on ourselves than the truth requires. Sometimes we uncover something that genuinely needs attention. But either way, the fog begins to lift, because clarity is always kinder than shame. You hold the pen. There is a moment in this process where we realize something important. We are the ones holding the pen. Not guilt, not shame, not the voice in the night that blames and scolds. We get to slow down and fill in the blanks. We get to notice the facts. We get to examine the narrative we've been telling ourselves. And we get to decide what comes next. Not to erase the past, but to move forward with greater truth. The question that matters most. Once the story becomes clearer, a different question emerges, not how do I make this feeling go away, but what is the most loving step forward from here? Sometimes that is a conversation. Sometimes it is forgiveness. Sometimes it is simply understanding something we never saw before. And sometimes it is nothing more than a quiet decision to show up differently moving forward. A signal, not a weapon. For years, I treated guilt like a weapon used against me. Now I see it differently. Sometimes guilt is simply a signal that something inside us still cares, still wants to be honest, still wants to grow. And that may be one of the most human qualities we have. When guilt wakes you up in the middle of the night, try something different. Instead of fighting it, get curious. Instead of hiding from it, write it down. You might discover that what felt like an accusation was really an invitation. an invitation to understand yourself more deeply, and perhaps to take one small step toward the light. Guilt is not always something to escape. Sometimes it is simply the soul asking us to look again.